Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Show. It is Allie from 103.7 KISS FM on your Sunday morning. And today, perfect time because it's that time of year. Holidays are happening. They are happening. They have happened. Lots of stuff going on. And I thought, what a great time to bring in the Alzheimer's Association because it is that time of year where I would like to learn things about, you know, my older relatives, whether it's your parents or your grandparents or maybe you, I guess. You could be listening. You never know and might have some symptoms. So I got lucky and I met the two women who are in here today. Welcome to Amanda Gabert. Hello.
Hello. Thank you.
And welcome to Jennifer McAllister.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
And, well, I'm glad you're here. I met Amanda because I was at Bayshore doing free picks with Santa. And a dollar every time you got your picture with Santa was donated to the Alzheimer's Association, right?
Yes.
So it worked out. So we started chatting. Mm-hmm. And I started asking her all these questions about Alzheimer's because I had a grandmother who had it, who has since passed away many years ago. But I had so many questions, you know, because I was a kid when that happened to my grandma. And I didn't even think about some of the questions I would have had that I now would have as an adult. So thank you guys for coming in today.
Oh, our pleasure.
I love it. So, Amanda, what's your title with the Alzheimer's Association so everybody can meet you guys?
I am the Walk to End Alzheimer's Director, and okay. I oversee the Milwaukee County Walk, which okay. is awesomely the 14th largest walk in the nation out of 630 Walk to End Alzheimer's.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, we raised almost $1 million in one day.
Wow, and where was it last year? Where was the walk at last year?
Henry Meyer Festival Grounds.
Is it always down there?
Yes, as okay. of like 5 years ago, that's where we moved it.
Great, so you'll do another one this September.
Yes.
Which we can have you back for that. We can chat about that when that comes near. Yeah. I love it, next September 2020. And Jennifer McAllister, what's your title? With the Alzheimer's Association.
Sure. I work on the care and support side.
Okay.
I'm one of the program managers. Mm-hmm. And so I do the work with the families. And really, I get into the messy.
Yeah.
It's really a good way to describe it.
And, yeah.
We provide care consultations and education, support services. And so I help people build a plan.
Yeah, no, that's important. You both have very important jobs with the Alzheimer's Association. So I want you to tell me, you know, because I don't really remember when my grandma, what happened. I just remember my parents being like, your grandma has Alzheimer's. And then she didn't know who I was when I went to visit her. That's kind of the memory in my mind as a child. So let's get into a little more about, you know, Alzheimer's and just symptoms and signs. And what can you kind of tell me today to educate me and other people listening? Because it is the holidays and you want to make sure your relatives are safe and okay, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So dementia is a set of symptoms, and Alzheimer's disease is one reason that people would have those symptoms. So there are a number of irreversible dementias.
Okay.
Which, you know, meaning
I did not know that.
We don't have an effective way to treat them or to stop the disease progression or to cure them. Alzheimer's disease is the most common of all of those dementias, but it certainly is not the only one.
Yeah.
So
then, okay, for example, let me give you an example then. So if my mother, who's in about to be 80, she forgets a lot of stuff and my sisters and I talk about it, you know, is she developing Alzheimer's or dementia or what is it? So what are ways that, where would we go next? Because my mom says, oh, I'm fine. I know everything that's going on. So what would your answer be for something like that?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So the time that you should get concerned is when these cognitive changes start to impact daily life.
Okay.
So it's really different for everybody, but certainly that's when you would want to be discussing these symptoms with your primary care doctor.
Right. Okay.
And so, you know, everybody forgets things.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't tell you how many times when my son was younger, I had to buy new gloves and hats because
where do the gloves go?
Put them all sorts of places. So, you know, memory loss in and of itself is not a dementia process, but certainly when it starts impacting daily life, when your memory aids that you use you know, sticky notes.
I was going to say, what are memory aids? So you mean like writing notes to yourself, mm-hmm. which I do
even
at 40.
Following recipes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, when those memory aids don't work as effectively as they're supposed to, that's something that you would want to get checked out.
Right. That makes sense.
If you see the keys in the fridge, if you start seeing clothes in the dishwasher. Uh-huh.
So it's not like your normal lose your keys. It's like literal find your keys in somewhere that makes no sense.
Right. Or if you can't retrace your steps back to where did they go. Mm-hmm. Like usually we're able to go back into a room and be like, oh yeah, that's what I was coming in here for or something.
Right.
Well, when you have dementia, you don't either remember you were looking for something.
Oh.
Or you were like, I literally have no idea
where it is.
Right. Like, where was the last place I was even holding it?
So if I can't retrace my steps, then or my mom can't, it's time to talk to the doctor about some possible dementia.
Yeah, if you see that on a more frequent basis, that would be something. And certainly there are things that there are cognitive changes that can happen with any sort of health condition.
Okay.
So people can have an underlying infection that a simple antibiotic could help. People could have issues with poor nutrition or dehydration, or they could have diabetes that's not controlled. And so there's a lot of different reasons that people might have symptoms.
Oh, and it might not be Alzheimer's or dementia.
We would encourage you not to jump to conclusions, but have everything checked out. And, you know, we cross that bridge when we get there.
And
that's where the association can then come in and help you.
So then, okay, so this is great. So where are some of the ways that the Alzheimer's Association can help? Because you guys have a 24/7 helpline, right? So is this a place I could call when I have questions like this about my mom? Like, she keeps losing her phone. Mm-hmm. Is she developing dementia or no? I mean, that's would be a perfect question for something like that, right?
Yes, you could call the 24/7 helpline and we can help you kind of pull together some talking points that you could then use to talk with, you know, the primary care physician.
Right. So what's that number, by the way?
Sure.
We'll give it a bunch. But what is it now?
It's 800-272-3900. And that number could be especially helpful this time of the year because that helpline is manned every day, 24 hours a day.
Oh, good.
So, you know, if you're a caregiver caring for a loved one who has dementia and you are feeling overwhelmed, the 24/7 helpline is a great place to call just to help ground you, give you some ideas on things that you can do to kind of help just make you feel a little bit better.
Exactly. I think it's important to call before it's too late. We are more than welcome. We're there for you in crisis.
Yeah.
For sure. We've heard the stories, but you should call before crisis.
Yes.
Because we help you find tricks and tips and ways to alleviate aggression or other things that may be happening sooner.
Is that so? Talk to me about some of these symptoms. You said aggression. So is that a symptom with dementia, I guess?
So
or just depends
behavior changes are part and parcel with a dementia diagnosis. An Alzheimer's
any
disease,
kind of behavior change. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt. I'm just into this. I'm very into this. Tell me more. Okay, so.
But certainly, confusion is one of the big ones. Memory loss is the most commonly noticed, especially for folks who have an Alzheimer's disease diagnosis, because memory is usually one of the first areas that's affected. But there's also changes with people become more anxious, more agitated.
Is that a symptom of the symptom? In other words, are you agitated? And I'm laughing, but it's true. Like, you're agitated because you can't find your things or remember what happened. I get it.
Well, it's
you
so
know?
Frustrating. I
it's
mean,
it's
even
frustrating.
Even someone without the disease.
Without Alzheimer's, I'd be mad. So I get that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, confusion can come out of nowhere. It doesn't, like, give you a warning. And so people's stress threshold becomes smaller.
Right.
And so people feel anxious and uncomfortable. They'll tend to withdraw from social settings because it's harder for people to keep on top of conversations? Mm-hmm. Where do I attend? Where do I put my attention? Mm-hmm. There's also concerns about misplacing things. So suspicion.
They get suspicious because they can't find it.
Well,
right.
They think somebody may have taken something when it's just put somewhere else.
Yeah.
So things like that.
Cause problems.
Repetitive questions or conversations are very normal and part of this diagnosis, as well as wandering and some safety concerns can be part of
it. Oh, I bet.
Especially in this cold weather.
Yeah, for sure. Some of the wandering stuff. Yeah.
We do have, like an Amber Alert, we have a Silver Alert.
I've seen on the news. Yes. Love it.
And
yes.
on the highways, you'll see it on the overpass. So that is something that we've put into play, actually, as the Alzheimer's Association
you
with
guys
the Wisconsin
started that.
Government.
Wow.
We helped pass that so that
I got goosebumps. See, that is fantastic.
Yeah. So that officers, we can help quickly find these people, and we have had a fantastic success rate.
So it's worked.
It's working amazingly.
The Silver Alerts work. That's great. That makes me so happy, man. If you're just tuning in, by the way, I'm talking to Amanda Gabert and Jennifer McAllister. They are both from the Alzheimer's Association, and just learning during the holidays symptoms to look for with your family members, because we spend a lot of time with them, and you just never know. Everybody wants to make sure their family's okay. So we were talking about the 24/7 helpline, which what is that phone number again?
Sure. It's 800-272-3900.
And before I get to my next question and we discuss a little more, what was your website so people can always go to that?
Yeah. So the main website is alz.org.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. alz.org. Yep. Yep. Love
it.
And
then if you want to get to the Wisconsin chapter, you would just add a backslash and WI.
Oh, backslash WI. That's easy. Yeah. Okay, cool.
So there you can find support groups, any of them that are local, any other education programs that we have going on that you want to attend. And all of those are free to the community.
That's great.
They come at no cost to the community.
Right.
Because of all the fundraising we do.
Right.
So the Walk to End Alzheimer's, we hope this year to raise over $100 million nationwide.
What?
To be
That's
able
amazing.
To fund. Thank you. To fund those services.
Cool.
We know the financial stress Alzheimer's can put on a family and other dementias. And so we want to make sure that we are serving all of the families impacted without them having to worry about their financial impact from us.
Right. You're there to help. Absolutely. So we talked about, you know, I was asking you questions about what if somebody my age or younger or older, whatever, you're worried about your parents or your grandparents and looking for those symptoms. And your mom or dad says, I'm fine, but you know something isn't right. They're having some weird behaviors or forgetting things and not being able to retrace their steps at all. I get that. But let's talk a little bit about people, let's say, not like me, because I'm lucky enough right now, I'm not dealing with anyone with Alzheimer's in my life. But someone who is dealing with a parent or a grandparent, the stress that must put on them. Because I was a kid, I don't really remember what my parents dealt with my grandmother. So, and what kind of support do they need? And you said they have support groups for people dealing with that. I guess I want to hear more about how it affects the family. Because it's got to be tough.
So before Jennifer gives her amazing knowledge, I would like to mention that there are actually more than 16 million Americans that provide unpaid care to people with Alzheimer's or other dementias.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot of caregiving going on that isn't professional.
You're just doing for your
family. That is just doing for your grandma or your mom or your dad or your aunt. And so we are there for all of those people that have to skip work or retire early to take care
support.
Of their loved ones.
They need support, right? And they're also dealing with someone who may not even remember them.
Yeah.
I can remember my grandma saying to me, you one of my grandkids, you know, and I was like, yes, grandma. I can vaguely remember some of that because I was a kid, you know, but for sure, that's got to be tough for
an adult,
that's what I mean. Like, it's got to be really tough. I was a naive child, you know, so yeah, let's get into that, Jennifer, about how the family members get support and help and what they go through.
Sure. Well, it is a family disease. Mm-hmm. So
it's genetic.
Well,
no?
I don't mean it
we
in
don't
that
know.
Way,
okay.
but
it affects everyone.
It affects everyone, you know. So if you have diabetes, you know, there's things that you do to control your own chronic health condition, right?
Absolutely.
You monitor your blood sugars, you control your diet, you take your medications as prescribed.
For sure.
You go to the doctor. But when people have Alzheimer's disease or any of the other irreversible dementias, that person cannot do those things by themselves anymore.
Yeah.
And so they need other people to help them do all of those things.
Yeah.
And so it becomes a family disease. And so But typically, there are usually one or two primary caregivers within a family, and those are the folks that are impacted the hardest. So they are taking on more responsibility for, you know, making sure that a person's daily routine is one that meets their needs. They're managing finances. They're managing doctor's appointments.
You're literally running their life because they can't remember.
Yeah. And so the burdens of carrying that load, it's a, you know, it's one thing to love my parent. It's another thing to be responsible for my parent. And so there are, it just changes the relationship. And so the association is really there to help people understand those changes, help them navigate them as they happen. So that's really why when Amanda says, we would like you to connect with us early, that's really what we want you to do. We want you to get the education you need so that you know how to identify what's actually happening and then how to support that person in the best way possible. There's all sorts of different ways that you can support somebody, but if you don't know what those are, you oftentimes feel defeated
and alone. Sometimes and alone and hopeless, and you're not. And that's where the Alzheimer's Association comes in for sure. Oh, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about this.
So my gosh. May not have a cure, but we have incredible care and support, a lot of care and support. And especially in this particular area of the state, we are really resource wealthy in how we can help people continue to live their best lives, whether they're the person living with the disease or they're the person supporting the person living with the disease. And so there is no fear about coming in and walking through the doors of the association. We really do. People feel better walking out than they did when they came in. And that's
the Alzheimer's Association.
What we want people to know is that we've got a lot we can do to help you.
Well, and you know, you kind of made me think, it's kind of like when you go to the doctor and let's say you're with a grandparent or aunt or whatever, or parent, and you find out they have Alzheimer's. Let's say there's a diagnosis and then you ask the doctor a ton of questions, right? But then you leave there and you're like, but there's more and now what? And, that's honestly, that's why it's so great the Alzheimer's Association is there. Walk in there, get all the support and questions and help you need. And
the support looks different for every family. It's not it's not the same for everybody. Everyone's family situation is different. Everyone's supports are different.
We're almost out of time, which blows my mind because I feel like I just started talking to you guys and I have so many more questions. So wait, here's my question, Jennifer, then. Is there an amount of time? Okay, so you get, if someone gets diagnosed with Alzheimer's, is there like an amount of time that people have it, or is it all over? Could it be a year to 10 or, I mean, does that make any sense? I'm literally naive to this question.
It's all over, but in general, Alzheimer's disease is a very slow progressive dementia. So typically people are living with this for 5 to 20 years. And the symptoms have been there for a while before the person feels like there's something going on. And then for the family to see that there's something going on. So our brains are really quite amazing that they can rework problems. But when some of those routes start to deteriorate and break down, that's when you start to see more evidence of the disease. So early detection is really important. We want you to have conversations with your doctor.
Tell us again the symptoms if somebody just came in. Just things to look for with Alzheimer's with a family member.
Memory loss, problem solving difficulties, managing familiar tasks.
And that's an important one, familiar, because we talked about, well, everybody forgets things. But if you don't even know, if you can't even retrace your steps to find your keys anywhere, that's a problem, right?
Grandma forgets her, like, signature recipe for cookies or a pie.
That she's always made for years and years.
Like, that's a little sign. Red flag.
Or things like putting together the grocery list or...
Just everyday things.
Or even going grocery shopping more than once in a day or a week when you know you've already got the stuff. Forgetting to pick up your mail or remembering, like, being like, oh, I didn't pick up the mail. Wait, where is it? Oh, yeah. You already picked it up earlier today, but you didn't remember.
I really hope that I'm sure somebody is listening it's going to change their life because they're going to realize somebody in their family has these symptoms and there's more going on. You're just annoyed at mom. Maybe you shouldn't be annoyed. Something's going on here, people. Right. Yeah, let's have some compassion. So, So I'm really thankful that you guys came in and gave us you gave me more knowledge about Alzheimer's and the Alzheimer's Association. And I got to have you guys back, especially for the walk, which is in September. You got to come back.
Yeah.
But again, if you just tuned in, we're going to wrap things up. But I've been talking to Jennifer McAllister and Amanda Gabert from the Alzheimer's Association, the 24/7 helpline. We're going to give that again, which is for family members or whoever to call. You need to get support or have questions. That free number is
800-272-3900.
And if you forget it, just go to their website, which is super easy, ALZ.org. And then if you want backslash WI at the end, but you go to ALZ.org and then you can go to Wisconsin.
Yep, we've got all sorts of caregiver resources. We've got resources for people who are living with a diagnosis. Mm-hmm. We've got resources for how to talk to your doctor. There's just a lot of resources.
Great.
So take advantage of them.
Yeah. And it's that time of year, you know, with the holidays and everything. So thank you guys for coming in and just educating everyone.
Our pleasure.
And I hope it helps somebody listening who's going to get more help for a family member or just go get support from you guys because they didn't know.
We are here for you.
Yeah. Maybe you already have the family member. Go see them at the Alzheimer's Association, alz.org/WI, or you can call the helpline, which is on the website, right? Okay. Awesome. Yes. Thank you guys again for coming in. Jennifer McAllister and Amanda Gabert from the Alzheimer's Association. I'm going to have you guys back soon, okay?
Thank you.
Because I'd ask questions forever.
All right. Anytime.
Thank you, ladies.